Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
Ian Guide, our markets editor of the Business Post, is with us for our daily update. Bank of Ireland has finally made good when it comes to claims from people that they'd been the victims of fraud, which the bank hadn't protected them from. Tell us about this.
Yeah, good evening, Matt. I think Bank of Ireland has discovered the power of Joe Duffy over the last number of weeks, who has been detailing the level of sophistication of fraudsters out there who have been scamming Bank of Ireland customers, customers then saying that they were not getting refunded by Bank of Ireland. Well, the bank today announcing not only would it be refunding those customers, but it is going to engage in a widespread campaign to make people aware of the dangers of fraud out there, alerting them to watch out for and how not to be taken in by it. These are very sophisticated scams, Matt. We've heard about the things in the past about phishing. Well, this one is called smishing, which is people finding that a text message that looks like it's from their bank in their normal text messages from where they'd receive it from their bank. So it is quite sophisticated, but the bank will be writing and sending emails to all customers how to watch out for these type of scammers, and also how to avoid them and how to be safe. And the safest way is, even if you think it looks legitimate, Matt, never click on any single link, and don't whatever it does appear to be, don't give somebody your password or your details. So the campaign being launched, but we don't know yet as to how much money customers have lost. Like, this has been widespread over the last number of months, and we're also seeing some reports on Twitter that other bank customers and separate banks have been the victim of fraud as well by these scammers. So it will be interesting to see as to how much the banks collectively have lost and how much money they're going to have to put into it in technology to try and convince people not to hand over their details.
Now, earlier in the programme, we referred to an angry tweet from Sinn Féin's David Cullinan, who was outraged that the Taoiseach Minister for Business, Leo Varadkar, had bought a pair of what he termed fashion shoes in a shop in Grafton Street in Dublin today. Tell us a little bit about what Leo Varadkar was launching when he actually purchased these so-called fashion shoes.
I was actually hoping you were going to ask me about the shoes themselves, because I could actually do it with a pair for a new suit myself. But we kind of forget today that Leo was actually announcing, the Taoiseach was actually announcing something which is very important. And this is the second phase of the restart grant for companies out there. Now, Matt, you and I have spent an awful lot of time over the last number of months criticising the government and its lending schemes. This is an actual grant. So this is free money being given to companies out there in a second tranche. So the government had announced a couple of months ago that for businesses reopening, it was making available between €2,000 and €10,000. It's now upping that amount of money you can get. So it's based on commercial rates paid by businesses. So if your rates were €5,000 in 2015, you will be entitled to a grant of up to €10,000. So if your business employs up to 250 people, you will get this money. You'll have to show that your turnover is down by 25%. And I would imagine that if you're in any sector out there of the economy right now, this will apply to you. The government have increased the thresholds here. So previously, you had to have only 50 employees. So it's now available for companies up to 250 employees. And also, they've extended the size of the fund up to €300 million. So for companies that haven't opened yet, and we know that there are still companies out there that haven't reopened, particularly in phase four, that there are particularly the pubs, you can actually claim this money now if you intend to reopening. And I would imagine, given that it has proven to be successful so far, the local authorities to whom you apply for it have been dealing with a backlog. So I would urge companies out there, Matt, that if you haven't reopened, or that if you haven't even signed up for it yet, get on to your local authority. This is free money, particularly if you're investing in PPE, if you should take out some of your tables, if you're a coffee shop or a restaurant. Go and apply to this, and it applies to more businesses that it hadn't been before in its previous iteration. So if you weren't somebody who was a rateable payer out there, you will be able to get this money as well. So if you're in Dublin, go to your local authority in Dublin. If you're in Cork, go to Cork, your local authority in Cork. And this is money if you're a bed and breakfast, if you're a sports club, charity shops, Matt. They have suffered an awful lot over the last while. So if you're somebody out there who is looking, you don't want to take on debt, but you want money, and you do have a rate bill from last year, you can get up to €25,000 from your local authority. So claim it when it's free, Matt. You don't often get that from the Irish government.
And just, you know, in relation to Leo Varadkar's shoes, on a serious note, I mean, have we reached the stage where now People are going to be criticised if they buy what are regarded as a pair of expensive shoes. If they go and eat in a restaurant, because surely these shops are providing employment, they're providing VAT and other taxes to the government as well. Or are we going to have a fatwa against anyone in politics actually spending money?
Yeah, like we are trying to encourage people to shop in actual physical retail outlets. I actually know that shop myself, Matt. Dare I say I was actually in there, not maybe pre-COVID, buying something myself. Is that allowed to say?
Were they fashion shoes, Ian? What are fashion shoes, as David Cullinan calls them, I wonder? I thought they were just shoes you wear with a suit.
You see me many times, Matt. I don't think the word fashion would apply to my footwear, but this is the thing, Matt. You know, we have seen so many delivery vans on the road from people shopping with Amazon and other retailers out there. It is very important to support Irish retail shops out there. And these would have been one of the companies that would have been hit hard, like Grafton Street Footfall, Matt, has been absolutely pummeled. Like I've spoken in the past about Dublin 2 and the city centre being particularly hit. So I think people shopping for whatever type of shoes they want should be encouraged.
Okay, as it happens, you mentioned Amazon, and this is just really, isn't it, a sign of the decline of shopping centres that not in Ireland, but in the United States, Amazon is considering taking over vacant shopping centres and using them as warehouses from which they distribute their goods.
Yeah, this story over the weekend has appeared in the Wall Street Journal. So you can take it that talks have happened. And this is rather dystopian because if you go to the United States, man, anybody who has traveled to America on a holiday would have seen the very famous American brands, JCPenney, Sears, Macy's, all of those big stores. Lots of them have just suffered, even prior to COVID-19. The famous American mall that would have all of these department stores, they're absolute wastelands at the moment, and it has only increased since COVID-19. There has been a series of bankruptcies of these big stores. Barney's has closed in New York as well. But Amazon are in talks with a number of these high-end department stores that are now vacant to become what they call fulfillment centres. That's just a distribution warehouse to you and I. A number of the companies that are property companies are in talks with Amazon that would see them take on these vacant premises. And look, it's a sign of the times. People want to get their goods from Amazon fairly quickly. Well, if you can take them over in city centres, there are very few large buildings in city centres outside of shopping centres and department stores. And if they're vacant and it's unlikely to be an actual retailer going into them, well, here's a tenant of the future and the one of the few of them that's growing in the shape of Amazon.
One final one. Of course, the second half of the year for July is a very important month when it comes to car sales. After the disaster for car sales in the first half of the year, was there any sense of recovery in July?
No, is the straightforward answer. Our car sales license for the first time down by just over 18,000 in July, which would be one of the biggest, be the second biggest month for car sales. Now, the figure from the Central Statistics Office published today, that decline of 18% is not as bad as the figure put out last week by the Society for the Motor Industry in Ireland, which tracks registrations. So the car industry figures could be a little bit ahead of the CSO figures. There could be a difference in timing where sales are not yet taking place and then therefore they won't be licensed. But the actual CSO figures are down. And for the first 7 months of this year, they are down quite heavily, down by over 30%. So that trend for later on this year, it looks like, Matt, I'd say at this stage of the year, they've done 64,000 sales so far in 2020. I'd imagine they'd be very lucky in the car industry to get over 100,000 at this stage.
Ian Guider, markets editor of the Business Post as ever. Thank you for joining us.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.